I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You're listening to The Screw Podcast with Felicia Rose and A-Love. They're here to make you come on a journey with them as they indulge you in all of their naughtiest thoughts while navigating sex with nonchalance. And a whole lot of Crisco, of course.
It has begun to itch, and my labia twitched.
Wait, I don't know.
I thought it was your labia that itched in the
night. My labia did twitch. No, it itched. I had a labia itch, and I made up a Wizard of Oz-esque song.
I liked it.
Is sort of for the, what to explain. Mm. How's that chocolate over there?
It's so good.
Wow, that's so cool.
How's that blunt paper?
Oh, this one tastes kind of funny. It's green.
Oh, is that the green one?
Yeah.
Oh. I got that because they were out of the straight up ones.
And green's fine.
I don't know what that means, though. What does it mean to be a green?
Not much. It just means it tastes a little different.
Does it taste green?
No, the burp didn't taste green.
What did the burp taste like?
Cheez-Its. I'm on the worst diet ever.
We have the best health.
Oh, it's so good. I'm like healthy for 2 weeks at a time. And then like I'll take like after photos. Then for 3 months I like hide and get disgusting in my house.
I love it.
It's and then go back into and then like it's not healthy at all.
It's a hibernation moment.
People think I'm like really working on it. I'm like, yep, yeah, sure am. I'll do a crunch tomorrow, maybe.
Captain Crunch.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not that bad.
I've never had Captain Crunch.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty bad.
Is it really bad?
I don't remember, but it's pretty bad, I'm assuming.
It's like pure little sugar
balls,
right?
All of those fucking sugary cereals gross me the fuck out.
And then they tell us those kids have ADD.
I'd rather that on, like, fucking ice cream, you know?
They might as well give a bowl of ice cream for breakfast, right? Like, with how much
sugar. That's what it is. It's just a fucking, it's a frozen, it's a melted bowl of ice cream. Essentially.
Crack
the possible, don't you touch
my
lady. My
pussy, I'll don't itch. My pussy, yeah? What's a pussy, yeah?
Pussy, yeah.
Hello, my name is Pussy, yeah.
I like that name.
Yeah, Pussy, yeah.
It's,
It probably means something.
Pussy-a?
Pussy-a.
Probably not. I'm like, nope. So dismissive.
You're like, I've gone through all the languages in my head.
Nope.
It does not.
It's not a word.
What is that fucking... Is polyglot means, like, you speak or into speaking multiple languages or something, right? Or
polyglot?
Yeah.
Remember that show?
Yeah.
Come and let's play together. Did you actually watch that show? Do you even know what I'm talking about?
The
Gullah Gullah Island. Gullah Gullah. Binga binga. Just take your foot in your hand. Come on, hurry up. Don't miss the good things that we planned.
Can we go back to
so come and let's play together in the bright sunny weather. Let's all go to Gullah Gullah Island.
Definitely not.
Gullah Gullah Island. Gullah Gullah Island. Gullah Gullah.
What?
That was the voice. Why do they all have similar voices, all these characters? Like,
that's probably the easiest
hormone
thing
monster,
for like 30-year-old men to
Stitch.
Voice for them to make.
Creepy.
And women, 30-year-old women, and women make that voice.
I feel like most of those voices are played by women.
That's probably... what is the take your foot in your hand part of the lyric exactly?
Oh, it's the dance. They did a dance.
Okay.
It was like they skipped over.
What are Gullah Gullahs? What is
Gullah Gullah Island is a place in, I wanted to say the Caribbean.
Okay.
It was supposed to be this like island and there was a fantastical character named Binya Binya that was a big giant polywog.
Wait, so that part sounds familiar. But I don't remember anything else about what you're describing.
I'm talking out of my ass right now. I could be completely wrong. Gullah Gullah Island could be like a made up bathtub excursion by kids. I have no clue, but I'm just saying, like, I remember it was like this island and there was this fucking frog and it was jumping around.
Oh, you're
and
tired,
I don't man. Think it spoke, except for it said,
binga, binga.
You don't think it spoke? Oh, I
it said it's
said
Dane.
Binye.
Not binye. It's not a fucking... We're not in the French Quarter. Love you. No, it was binya.
Oh my god, we need to go and do a podcast in the French Quarter. Like, right in the middle of the street somewhere.
Oh, I love New Orleans.
Just, like sit there and have a conversation by the... What is that, the Mississippi? Remember where we smoked those blunts by the water?
Down by the water.
No, you remember though, right?
I actually don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh. You know where the riverboat ferries are and the water? Like
the river?
The river, yeah. And they have like that kind of like walkway. Remember the first time we went, it was like partially done, and then like it was...
You're
like,
so cute. I totally know everything you're talking about. It is the Mississippi. You're adorable that you just tried to explain to me, like, remember the water? Do you remember the water by the French Quarter?
Do you remember the water?
It's like after you walk over the train tracks and through the park that's probably closed and you will get in trouble for going into.
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm. Where the river boats are.
Is there any public cruising? I don't think I ever found any. Like, in...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to say is there any. I'm sure there is. There's a lot of those, like, cemeteries.
Like, cruisy places, you mean?
Yeah, like, cruisy parks. And...
I think... Well, we were there for work and play those two times we went.
Right.
I was there during a less busy time of year, because I went during October after I got arrested in Texas. We were like, fuck this, let's drive to New Orleans, because I was just like, I needed to go somewhere I enjoyed.
Yeah. That's definitely a good place.
So we went there, and there was like barely any people out about, and I definitely picked up on a more cruisy vibe for sure. Like, it,
nice.
Because there's not that much, there. You know, I feel like... People have to, like, you know, there's more cops in the streets and when shit's going on and...
Right.
You know, so you have to kind of, like, tone it down because you're going to get more...
That's
you're more
true.
Likely to get caught.
That's true.
I don't know.
No, that makes sense because tourists are... they're already scared of everything. So, God forbid they see you, like, adjust your genitals in public. You'll have, like, 5 police officers taking you down.
Right, you adjusted your genitals.
I told you, Harry, we can't take our kids to these cities because there's sex here.
As if you should take your child to New York. I hate when I see kids out
on
the streets.
And
in
Vegas.
Places like
that. What the fuck are
that
you
too.
Thinking?
Yeah.
Like...
If your gambling addiction
is
that
Vegas.
Bad that you can't
yeah.
leave your kid at least in their room or something, like, Jesus Christ.
That is, like, how, like, these people have justified, like, continuing their addictions, even though they're, like, what is that term, like, family-oriented, family matters, family whatever.
I loved that show.
Yeah, that's true. Not family matters, but you know what I mean? Like, family friendly. Vegas is family friendly now.
I know, but it's not supposed to be. Like, that's so ridiculous.
Yeah, like, what? You have Disney World. You've converted 42nd Street into Walt Disney. Like, how many fucking watered down, sexless fucking places do you people need in this fucking country? Can we be real?
But isn't, like, Circus Smirkus aimed at kids?
Circus
Smirkus, whatever.
Circus.
The hotel for kids.
Well, Circus, like, when I was a kid, if you were driving through with, like, the regular addicted parents to gambling and, like, drinking, they stop for, like, one night. They do force you in the living room, or in the hotel room, but they take you to
in the living room.
Like, back then, like, yeah, Circus had rides in the hotel. You know, like a roller coaster and a Ferris wheel.
So it was geared toward kids.
I guess, yeah.
If there's nothing to do in Vegas aside from go in the desert, which is cool if that's what your family's into. If you're,
right.
like, into hiking, then I actually do see Vegas as it makes sense. There's, you know, places to go to, like, you know, go on rides and you can zip line and you can see, like, cool shows in
sure.
Vegas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So if you're combining it with, like, a nature-y thing, fine, I get it. But if you're not going outside of the fucking walls of fucking, or like the streets of Vegas, like you're not doing anything like outdoorsy, what the fuck
are you doing? They're turning Vegas into a big Dave and Buster's is what's fucking happening. Eventually there'll be no real gambling.
Yeah, but that's
Everybody will go in with tokens.
That's fun if that's adult Dave and Buster's, not child Dave and Buster's. Yeah. Nobody, like I'm a grown ass baby. Like I'm a grown ass 8-year-old. I love to fucking shoot hoops and bowl and play tennis and fucking ride roller coasters and eat cotton candy and, you know, jump off of buildings and stupid shit like that. I like doing like little kid shit, but I like doing it amongst adults.
Right.
I don't want to have to go, like when I wanted to ride the like craziest water slide in the world, which was at Blizzard Beach, it's still in Disney. Like, I didn't want to have to go to Disney to fucking go on a crazy water slide. I want adult shit, you know?
Right, yeah, yeah. Well, more importantly, you want places to go where you don't have to interact with children, right? Like, now you have this situation that is very confusing of a place that is known for, like, adult-themed realities, prostitution, gambling, drinking, like... And then you're there doing those things. What? Like, this is a great example for your kids. Bring them to a place where people are puking in the middle of the street as you walk by. Yeah! Because that still exists. You now have this thing where you're trying to, what, like family gentrify Vegas somehow? Like, how do you reconcile? So your kids can watch you gamble away their college education and, like, daddy's gone for 3 hours for the super buffet, but he's at, like... the Playboy maze, like, getting his freak on.
Right, like, go do those things without your fucking kids. And leave them at home so that we don't have to bump into them. Because while I'm trying to go get my freak on and have sex on, like, the fucking...
balcony.
You know, balcony of whatever fucking hotel that was. Like, I don't want your kid looking up at me from the window below. Thanks. Remember that kid? He was hot. Was that my first ab experience? I think that was the first time I fucked somebody with abs. In Vegas.
With abs?
My 21st birthday.
That was your first person with abs?
With abs. With, like abs, not just, like, I have a little muscle. Like, abs enough that, like, it made a difference. Like, their physique made a difference in the sexual experience. Because,
oh, as far as...
like, their thrust, their stamina. I'm not saying abs equals better
in
bed.
Course,
I'm just saying,
course.
Like, the physique in general.
With the combination.
It was one of the better physiques. There was a couple... guys when I was younger that had been, like, you know, fit or whatever, and so, but I was really into either really skinny tall dudes or thick dudes and not really fit dudes, so like this was like one of the first fit people I really fucked, and he like fucked the shit. It was really good.
Yeah, getting fucked by fit dudes, I don't actually, like, most of the time I don't have the energy for it.
And it was one of the first times I, like, out of my own city met up with a random dude on an app. Remember, you went with me to meet him to make sure he wasn't a murderer.
Oh,
you remember, like, you came to the fucking bar with me.
We had a good Vegas trip. Our Vegas trip was fucking awesome. But yeah, I do remember that. He was pretty.
I don't remember his face. I just remember.
Well, I didn't get to see his abs, but you know.
He had a big hotel room too.
Did he have a big hotel room?
Yeah. Oh, his dick was big, too, I think. I don't remember things like that. I just remember there's only been really one, like, small dick in my life.
Yeah.
And they were into small dick humiliation, you know, small SPH. So, like, it doesn't,
I don't know. I'm so curious.
I always say size doesn't matter, and it doesn't. But I also have lucked out and had, like... not that it matters, though.
I know,
like,
you can't say it doesn't matter and then say lucked out.
I mean, lucked out in terms of, like, what other people consider would be lucky, which is that I've just so happened to have experiences with mostly large-dicked humans.
Yeah. It's... I guess I've had, like, similar... I mean, I don't know. I still think... I always feel bad. Like, I don't even know. Like, small dick is, like, it becomes so irrelevant over time, but only if you're a good lover. And, you know, and so many guys are shitty lovers. It's like...
yeah. Well, you're not also bottoming. Like, dick size isn't really a thing for you.
Well, even... true, but even for that,
some bottoms need a big dick.
Sure. And I mean, I don't know. There's big, small dick dudes who have great big dick energy, and those, like, figure out how to make it work even when they're topping, like, an insatiable bottom. I've seen it happen. I agree that size doesn't matter.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're good at what you're doing, said, size does not matter. So speaking of, somebody actually reached out to me the other day, one of my friends, and was like, how do I make my dick bigger? I'm trying to impress somebody. And I was like, you don't.
Right.
You deal with it.
You accept that your dick is what it is. I do not, I cannot, in any good conscience ever on the show, recommend fucking vacuum pumping.
That's what he asked. He was like, can I do a penis pump?
Never,
I was like,
ever.
No. I was like, it's not good for your dick. It's not good for, honestly.
I feel like a lot of pumpers are going to like freak out that I said that. And like,
I'm sorry, but like, think about it like this. Remember was it the Kylie Jenner lip contact, like lip thing on YouTube? It was you sucked your lips into like this. You would put your lips in the top of a bottle like Diet Coke, and it would go, and when you pulled your lips out, they would be huge. It looked like you got collagen in your lips. That was like the whole point of it. Same thing happens. There's absolutely no reason you need to be putting any body part into a vacuum and sucking blood to that area. Blood is already in your cock. Stop it.
I would imagine you probably destroy like a bazillion capillaries while you're doing
absolutely
that.
It's unnatural vasodilation. There's absolutely nothing okay
and manipulation. Like it's like you're asking your dick to do things it's not like naturally capable of. And I'm sorry, that appendage, love it or hate it, it's like, it is part of your body. It's required for other bodily functions other than like for you to look like you have a big dick and ejaculate. So I wouldn't fuck with it, because as you get older, the dick problems, they start coming.
And for the record, it's really stupid of men to still think that size is such a big fucking thing that like you clearly have not taken time out of your, like, maybe you're listening, you know what, you can definitely defend this by being like, you know, all the girls I talk to are size queens and whatever, and it's like, fine, maybe they don't know how to orgasm either. But if you speak to a woman that understands orgasms, and understands woman orgasms, and understands female ejaculation, and how to actually achieve such, you will understand that size never will ever matter, because your dick size will never make a difference to her clitoris at the end of the day. And that is where 97% of your pleasure is derived. And honestly, the fact that you aren't going out of your way to learn the like anatomy, physiology of the people that you're having sex with is absolutely ridiculous.
Get confidence from your fucking skills, not your fucking cock size. That is like, I mean, I get it.
I'm sorry, somebody could suck my titties so proper that I could fucking cum 80 times harder than that same person penetrating me.
Absolutely.
Even if they have a huge ass cock.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, that, I don't, like, 99% of the time, if I'm orgasming during sex, it's because I'm thinking of something hot, or I'm mentally in a hot state, something's happening that's hot, like, you're sucking on my tongue, or my tits, or you're touching a part of my body that's feeling good. It has nothing to do with you penetrating me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely. Do you?
Yes. Physically, my body produces a lubricant for your cock, so even if I don't want it, my body, unfortunately, is going to physiologically produce that lubricant. So yeah, that happens. That is definitely something that happens due to penetration. But other than that, you're not creating any kind of cum flow with the fact that you're penetrating
right.
me.
And I mean,
cum is not, that's not how we make ourselves orgasm.
And this isn't to shame anybody. Look, we all have like incredibly like, I mean, incredibly, like, real insecurities around our physicality, our physical attributes. Even the pretty people. Look, you don't spend that much time trying to figure out how every hair is in fucking place and not have, like, insecurities. Because that takes some fucking work. These people don't look beautiful by accident. So those of us that are struggling with, like, even just, like, our average everyday looks and our insecurities within those, like, it's gonna inhibit your pleasure. Because if you're sitting there completely worried about the way you look, you're not focusing on your sexual energy, you're certainly not focusing on your partner. Exactly. How can you pay attention to your lover if you're sitting there like
paying attention
wondering,
to yourself,
like, do I look this? If this person has agreed to get naked with you, they're on board. Like, if they're a shitty person and they shame you later, that's on them. They're a shitty person.
Well, if you, and here's the, and on the other side of the coin, a disclaimer, how to not be a shitty person and still get what you want. So, if you are a size queen, say you are a penetrating, a penetratee to the point where you fucking love it. You love a big, hard dick deep in your insides, deep in your anal cavity, deep in your vaginal walls. You want to feel your cervix fucking tighten around the corona of a big long cock on the whole 7 inches it takes to get to your cervix, mind you. Cough. By the way, your pussy ain't that long, cough. Anyways, so if you're really a size queen, that's all good. Guess what you need to do ahead of time? Figure out the size before you do agree to get naked, because then there's no shame involved. You can walk away in the beginning.
Yeah.
All you have to,
that's a very valid point,
is I have a specific, maybe that's what it is mentally for you, right? I just said it's 97% mental. If I'm sitting here mentally like, I love big dick, I need big dick bad, big dick means this and that, and mentally that's going to get me off, then that's what I need to search for.
Sure.
And I don't need to,
don't shame anybody.
No shaming,
the way
no, never a part of the process. Ahead of time, during, no.
And for you boys out there who are on your
big... You can just simply say, this is what I'm into, and this is what I need. Actually. Right? No, but
yeah,
it's true. Like, but that goes on the other side, too.
Absolutely.
Because there are plenty of men and women that have wanted to be with me and find something out about me physically down the road that they're not into. Whether it's because I got a chubby pussy, or whether it's fucking... Well, let's be honest, no one's ever been turned away this bus, but, like, you know, whatever the fuck it is. Like, maybe I don't have a big ass, and they realize it over time, and they're like, yo, I need a big ass. That is my mental stimulation. Right. Some people aren't a big titty person. Some people don't like to suck a titty. Guess what? I need that.
Yeah.
I need a titty sucker.
And while
you might have a beautiful dick, and you might have a beautiful body, and we might have a little chemistry, knowing that and knowing you ain't a titty sucker, you're off my list. So if big dick or titty sucker or this or that or the other is off your list, or on your list of requirements, then you need to make sure that you are very vocal ahead of time. Because if you're that specific, you need to be vocal. Because otherwise you're going to be, you're going to get into a situation where you have to say no when it's not, I don't want to say like too late, but it's like too, you're now invested and you feel like, you know, the person's going to feel more shame even if you don't shame them, right? They're going to feel more invested in the situation if you show up after months of texting and you haven't explained to the person, yo, I'm a big dick person, and all of a sudden you
look,
find out they got a small dick.
Yeah. I would rather, I certainly understand that people have the things that they're into. Obviously, like, on the, like, nice, fluffy human level, I would say it's probably better to focus your energy on, like, more tangible things than physical attributes, because they fucking disappear like that, especially if you're looking for long-term solutions.
Well, I'm not talking about long-term.
No, not
I'm
you,
talking,
but I mean...
I'm addressing people that are specifically going after physicality, because at the end of the day, if you aren't specifically going after physicality, then their dick size will never matter, even if it did matter.
Sure, I'm just saying,
that's
I don't want to condone the idea of, like, looking like that being a primary thing, you know.
But those are,
for,
but you can't help it. That's somebody's.
No, I know you can't help it.
That's somebody's preference. All I'm saying is, if you have a weird, if you have a specific preference that is extremely specific that you cannot be, you can't, like, you are rigid to, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, then you need to explain to anybody you might potentially get into a sexual or physical situation with that there are needs that need to be met. And if they cannot meet those needs, then they will not be the right physical partner for you. And the problem is that instead, we rely on the knowledge of, well, doesn't everybody like a big dick? Well, doesn't everybody expect somebody to eat them out or suck their dick or suck a lick a titty or do this or do... That's the thing is, some guys don't want to go down on me. Okay, you're now off my list. That's okay. I just need to know ahead of time. Because
I understand that. I wasn't trying to make that point. I just mean, I get that. I would.
But you're right. We shouldn't wrap ourselves up into,
like, you know.
Well, our priorities are definitely out of whack.
Right.
But that, I'm not.
But even if you're prioritizing it, like, don't shame people on the way of prioritizing. Like, if that is your thing, put that out. Because you meet tons of boys who will be like, oh, how big is your dick? That's fine. But then don't go, oh, that's not big enough. Or, like, some kind of, like, like backhanded insult.
You make it about yourself. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Not you don't meet. It's simply I am looking for something different than that.
Right.
It unfortunately doesn't fulfill what I need.
Right. Yeah.
The end.
Exactly.
Thank you for your time and keep it going. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with telling a person, I have specific needs, and you, because those needs could be, you don't even have to say, you don't have to get into which one it was.
Right.
That's not their, it's nobody's business what your needs are if you're not going to get into the situation with them, right? But if they explain to you what they have to offer and it doesn't fulfill what you require in a sexual partner, don't go into the situation and expect more
not.
Or
like,
expect different or expect, you know.
I mean, we've talked about that before. It's this weird idea that you're going to retrofit.
Like, I'll straight
somebody.
Up, I'll go to hang out with a dude just as friends. And for some reason, they can't seem to understand that that means that this is never going to progress throughout the entire night into more than friends.
Right.
It's this hopeful thing of like, I'm going to change their mind,
right?
She'll let me eat her out. Well, I'm sorry. Maybe I won't let you eat me out.
Right.
And if that's a requirement for you, you need to let me know that ahead of time.
Right.
Well, I'm not saying, I combined like two thoughts in one, but you know what I'm saying? Anything that you are expecting out of somebody, which by the way, with consent involved, obviously we have to disclaim that as like, there's, you can say I'm down, I'm game, I'm this, I'm that, show up, be on your knees and still say no halfway through. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that it's a lot easier to not hurt somebody's feelings if you're very upfront about it in the beginning and you talk about yourself, not about what the other person needs to have and how the other person isn't adequate enough. No.
Right.
Talk about what your needs are and what needs to be done to fulfill those, and that's
it. Yeah.
Simple as that.
I mean, that is the thing that is always really surprising because, you know, I'll even notice people, you know, because let's be real. Everybody, you know, if you start talking to somebody and a couple of things seem cool and you vibe on it, like, you want it all to work out,
right?
So you start, like, making it, well, okay. And I've seen this happen for friends recently where they're just like, you know, it's like this and this, but this doesn't work out. But there's this and this.
That's
like,
called settling.
But it's settling. Like, when people say settle, like, how self-centered? Like, it's not just about you. Like, you're forcing this person to settle, and they don't realize that you're not being satisfied by all aspects of them. So you're fucking two people up with that. Like, oh, how nice for you to be able to settle. Like, you know, what about this other person that's, like, doesn't think they're settling, thinks they're getting the prime thing, somebody who's like really into it, like don't fucking pull that.
Well, that's why I'm always about like if I consider if in any type of situation, whether it's a sexual or emotional relationship, if I begin to consider changing any aspect of myself in order to meet them either halfway or make them more at ease about an aspect of my life, whatever it might be, I first need to make sure that they're willing in return to accept that part.
Right.
So, for example, sex work. Whether it's I'm selling my nudes or whatever level of sex work I'm doing at the time, I need to make sure that, are you okay with me doing this? Are you willing to meet me in between and settle, if you will, quote unquote, for something that you're not necessarily comfortable with?
Right.
Once you've proven to me that you can handle putting on your big girl or boy pants and making sure that you can step up to the plate and handle what it looks like to be the selfless one, then I will then consider your side of the coin as far as, oh, okay, this is where you draw the line of comfortability or whatever it might be. So, for example, if I'm selling nudes and sucking dick, those are my two sex work things for that month or something.
Right.
And the person's like, okay, well, the selling nudes is fine. The sucking dick I'm uncomfortable with, but let me give it a shot. Let me see if I can get comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 2 months of your time. And if you then decide, okay, I might not be comfortable with it, will you try your, like, not doing it? Then I will consider. But I will not consider any changing of my own life or aspects of myself until I know that that person can be okay with it if I can't change.
Right.
That's a big part for me because it's like, that's how you learn to appreciate if you do make those changes for that person. It's because they did sacrifice something at first and prove that they could do the same for you in return.
Right.
It should never be one-sided, ever. It should never be like, okay, well, you're a stripper, I'm not comfortable with it, I no longer want you to do that, so now you have to change your life for me. Well, what about the part where you change your life to be comfortable with me as a stripper?
Right.
Does that come into play?
Right.
People go into relationships with so many rigid rules sometimes that they're so unwavering on, and they don't realize just how abusive it can be to even suggest the idea that you owe me changing this, because according to the way I've created the standards of how society looks at a relationship or XYZ in my head, this doesn't fulfill that. This doesn't meet those needs. So I need you to change your ways. And there's no way around that. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, ultimatum-based
relationship. You fall into somebody, you fall into love, or you fall into a relationship, you fall into all of it. You like me as Felicia Rose, the sex worker, as Felicia Rose, the business boss bitch, as Felicia Rose, the quality control manager of a $1 billion corporation. Whichever version of me, you fall in love with that, you get it all, bitch. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, I definitely, that's my way of like ensuring that I am going to, even if I, because I am always willing to look at changes I could potentially make, because if I'm once again willing to be with somebody, I would expect the same in return. Say I no longer am comfortable with a part of their life, I expect them to at least consider, while I'm considering becoming comfortable. Same thing, you know. It's always about a give and take from it, you know.
I mean, it's,
we're sitting here talking about relationships. We're both single.
No, but I mean, but it's a valid thing, right? Because we're both single. Okay, so fine. So a lot of those things, like to me, are like the idea of ultimatum-based relationships,
right?
These aren't relationships where it sounds like people even have a choice of getting into those relationships, and that's what I mean. I mean by choice, there are people, you know, two people meet, they start hanging out for a while, and then there's this, like, momentum to the relationship where they start saying things like, what are we doing? I feel like we need to define the, like, they're caught up in, like, the energy of the relationship, which can, in of itself, be a good thing, right?
Well, and it's, I mean, the number one reason that even begins is because people want to make sure nobody else is slaying that puss.
Right?
It's like half of it is the,
70%
of it is the fact that they want to make sure nobody else is touching that dick or whatever.
But,
it is,
but like, I, like, really implore people to, like, try to stop coming at relationships the way they see it on a sitcom, or the way they've been taught to, like, you know, idealize certain things, because how's that working out for people? Like, look, if you meet somebody and you like them and, like, your energy is really, isn't this the prime opportunity and moment in your life to say, hey, let's create our own script? Like, because anybody, as especially as you've had relationships over your life, they fall into these things where it's like nobody lives up to these ideals. One person cannot be your everything in the world. That doesn't even begin to make sense. It's too much pressure for that one person. And I'm not even talking about monogamy. I'm talking about emotional reliance.
Right.
We are like very into this idea of relationships. This person, my partner, my best friend, my everything. Like, should they be, though? Should they be? Because, like, that's a lot of work.
They should absolutely be one of your best friends. They should be a major player in your life, but they definitely should not be your everything.
Right. And
that
there should
is, what?
And you should be able, like, look, again, it's how it started. I know people are lonely. I know everybody wants something to work. But how devastating is it to find out 5 years down the road that the person really didn't respect everything you were about, or didn't understand everything you were about, and thought they were signing up for something completely different than what they got, or you both bullshitted each other and said, hey, let's do it like this, and never meant any of it, and really wanted something different, because you were both trying to, it's that Chris Rock thing again, meeting the representative. You both want to do something, you want to look it to look like this, so you bullshit your way into it, rather than being like, look, here's my shit. I'm not saying first date, but like when you want, if you should be quiet. We had that great professor who was like, what do you think changes about your relationship when you decide to get married? Like the challenge of, do you think it's going to be more, what? You're going to be more in love? Like,
right.
This is just
a piece of paper.
A word, a definition. Like, do you think it's going to make your thing transcend to a next higher dimension level? Like, what exactly? Because that legal definition is going to what?
It's ownership.
What are you looking for in a relationship?
It's ownership. My husband, my man, my.
Right.
If a person isn't as loyal to you and won't show up at the drop of a dime because you don't have a ring on your finger, then they're not going to be loyal to you after you put the ring on your finger. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing that says this person's going to be fucking that much more into you and care about you and love you and you know what I mean? Just because you get married.
Right.
So
look,
silly.
I'm really super into growing as a person, and I think change is important and healthy, but I think it's impossible to change another person. We don't have that kind of control. So, like, change is in the hands of each individual who's playing the game. So I think if you're interested in your partner evolving, that you want a person that has a quality of an interest in growth, that's what you look for. You don't say, well, there are these things about you that I really need to grow. No, that's not what that means, because you're not going to change those things. Like, they may never change. So you either like them at their base of who they are now, and you're presenting your base of who you are now, because then what? You're going to live in constant insecurity that somebody's going to find out the truth of you, the truth of the matter, so you fake it until you make it again? No.
It's true.
Be who you are from the get-go. If you're a sex worker, I don't know how you're going to, like, lie to a partner and say you're not a sex worker. Like, I mean, it's too much of a part of, like, there's too much you have to do around that for it to be a secret. I'm sure plenty of people keep it a secret.
No
but,
one's
like,
suggesting keeping a sex work a secret.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, you know, when you're at the challenge of, you know, even if you meet somebody, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to have a hard time with some of these things, right? Like,
and those aren't the right people
for
you.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm saying, before you, like, decide to try to keep it a secret or something to, like, attract whomever, you know, being real and finding somebody who can be into you for who you are at this moment in time. Like, and then to be able to negotiate and, like, say...
I'm just saying, though, like, I know what you're saying, but, and that was a bad example, but I'm saying that, like, sometimes you are also willing to evolve the way your life looks because a relationship changes the way your life looks. And that's
sure.
okay, too.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
You don't have to say, I'm going to do sex work forever just because I'm trying to make a point.
Sure,
you know,
sure,
you can
sure,
say,
sure.
Oh, well, I no longer want to do it because I'm not comfortable having a relationship and do it. You could also maintain doing it and find a person that's cool
absolutely.
With it anyways, you know?
Absolutely. But, I mean, sex work is as good an example as any. Like, what if you're, like, somebody who, I mean, you know... I don't want to, like, compare that to, like, stupid shit. But, like, you know, there's other lifestyle choices that people have or make, or careers that people are involved in. Like, I particularly do not want to date, like, somebody who is, like, a banking CFO or something, or CEO.
Right,
like,
so you don't try to.
Exactly.
So that way you don't have to try to change them.
Exactly. So, yeah, you know. And you, like... The thing that always kicks me is, like, you know, the things that I often hear people be like, oh, I love all these things about a person, but I don't like that they do this, this, and this. And I'm like, don't you think those things are a part of what
makes them
who they are?
The
like,
person they are. Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's we are many things. Nobody is going to be that one-dimensional. Like, it's never going to happen. You are always somebody's partner and somebody's friend and somebody's child and somebody's this. Like, you're all of these things. You have a job.
Well,
you know?
You look for and find one-dimensional people, that's all good. But call me in 10 years and I'm going to tell you about a cheating situation that happened between one of the two of you.
Right?
Like, you know, your boredom can only be boredom for so long.
Write your own narrative. Write your own relationships with your partner collaboratively. Don't anybody write the shit for you. Because you know what? Then these things, they fall under the weight of their own expectations, right? The definitions of success are the ones you create for yourself and for your relationship, not the ones other people put on it. Like, we cannot live that way. Just saying.
I miss when I had a girlfriend and a boyfriend at the same time.
I miss when you had that as well.
It was fun.
It's, like, nice when there's, like, a bigger village to hang out.
Oh, God.
a little for everyone.
I could do a throuple, I think. Though that wasn't a throuple. They
it would
really
have
talk to each other. But
it would have to be a low maintenance throuple. Like I don't know. It would have to be. I don't know. I'm trying to imagine. Sometimes I imagine that that there are two people that I would be willing to date permanently. I don't know. I mean, I've always been open to it, but it's never actually happened. You know?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, you know, if anybody wants to fucking DM.
No, thank you there. Don't offer that for me. I'm taking that off the table, thanks.
What's
I am single and ready to stir the
What's
way.
After a throuple? What is it called when like two couples want to merge?
Quintuple?
Quintuple.
Quadruple?
Mergers and
sextuple? I want a sextuple.
Mergers and acquisitions.
What's this? What's seven? How do you say seven?
Septuplet?
Sep. That's
Sept.
What it is.
Yeah.
Septuplet. Septuple? No,
what?
Septuple.
What's an eight?
Octagle?
Octuple?
Octagon? Octopussy?
Octagonal?
Oh, my knee hurts.
Octopussy?
I'm getting old.
Wait, oh. Huh?
I said I'm getting old.
Nah. As long as you can still do number whatever, the spread eagle, you're fine.
Number of the spread eagle? Are you singing Chicago?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What Pop. Number was the...
Six. Squish.
Squish.
Uh-huh.
Cicero.
Lipschitz.
How do you come?
We need lives. Where did I just put my makeup?
Wait, but what number was the spread eagle? I never remember.
Oh, yeah.
Number.
Da-da-da-da-da. And I caught her doing number 17, the spread eagle. No, number 9, the spread eagle.
Number 9?
I don't remember.
I feel like it was a longer number.
Number
12.
No, it wasn't that high. It was like 22 or something.
Yeah.
Fucking Google it. Fucking. This was the most ridiculous conversation we've ever had.
I think it was really well-rounded.
Start off with Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
Where did my makeup go?
Wait, what was the Wizard of Oz thing again?
I don't remember.
It's like a combination hormone. Like, it sounds like the hormone monster joined the Wizard of Oz.
Monster love.